Branch NMLS number 33041. Rick Rittman's NMLS number 664589. Equal housing lender. Some restrictions apply.
Welcome to Indy's Real Estate Gurus, brought to you by Advisors Mortgage Group and Fix It Mortgage. Our branch NMLS is 33041. Now, here's your host, the hard-working mortgage guy, Rick Rickma.
You know, you may have heard that mortgage rates are nearing record lows, and it is true. They are nearing the lows that we had, seven, 8 years ago. It's hard to remember. It's amazing when you're going through that time. It seems like you'll never forget it. And then maybe it's my age, but then you tend to forget it. So I've kind of forgot it, but I don't remember when it was, but I didn't forget the time because it was really, really busy. And we're seeing that again today. And in this market, we're refinances are way up. And they're up because mortgage rates are down. And they're up because even if you financed a home just 3 months ago, the rate may have dropped enough in that 3 months to refinance your home and save enough money to make that a worthwhile proposition. It may not have, but it may have. A lot of people, 6 months, definitely many of the people 6 months ago can refinance today. And the nice thing is with the increase in the value of our homes that we've seen, some of those homes, you have to understand how mortgage insurance works. Mortgage insurance works, the cost of mortgage insurance. You don't have mortgage insurance if you have an 80% loan to value when you finance it. But the mortgage insurance is the lowest between 80.01 and 85, and then it goes up a little bit, and then 85.01 to 90, and then after 90, it goes up again to 95, and then there's some loans that go to 97, goes up a little bit there. So the lower your loan to value, the lower your mortgage insurance is going to be. So sometimes you can not only save on the interest rate, you can actually cut your mortgage insurance down. And sometimes by refinancing with the increase in value, your house appraises for enough money. We don't even have to have the mortgage insurance. So you can save a couple different ways. And that is an important thing to look at and realize. We're going to talk more about that refinancing and how that works here a little bit. But I really wanted to concentrate right now more on the mortgage rates. And, you know, what is driving our mortgage rates down, and why would they continue to go down? And it's been a very, very tough market. Historically, when the coronavirus would have pulled money out of stocks, and which it did immediately, but stock markets all come as pretty much all came back and is up some, but it really did affect the market immediately, which is what we expected. But it usually, with the way that the coronavirus is going, we would expect that stock market to continue to go down. And as stocks go down, that money that's being pulled out of stocks usually goes into what they consider safer investments, and bonds are safer investments. And mortgages are traded on the mortgage-backed security bond market. So they're bonds that are being traded. That's where mortgage rates come from. And so normally what we would see is we would see that money come out that would go into the mortgage bonds, one of the places it would go, that would push mortgage bonds up. And as it pushed mortgage bonds up, it would push mortgage rates down. So right now, in a historic market, we would expect our rates actually to be, even though they're very, very low, we would expect them to be lower due to the fact that that would happen. But that is not what's happened. And we aren't seeing that happening. And it's kind of surprising. It pretty much, no matter what seems to be happening, no matter how bad the news is, the stock market corrects itself. I am one who believes that at some point, and I don't think it's in that far distant future, at some point that is not going to continue to happen. The market is overbought and it has to make a correction. It's been going on for a long, long time. When that correction happens, we're going to see rates, in my opinion, come down. Now, we're already so low, there's not a tremendous amount of room for rates to go down. But and there's no telling, and I could be wrong, and the market may never correct. For everybody's sake, I hope I am wrong. But it's amazing we have such a strong stock market and such phenomenal rates. That is a rarity that happens. Normally, you get stock market going down, rates go down, stock market goes up, rates go up. But we're in very, very good situation. Now, that China is going to be another piece that's going to affect this, the tariffs and the trade war, all that that they're talking about. That's also going to affect our mortgage rates, as there's really a variety of things that affect mortgage rates. The Feds are one, you know, the global economics are another. Weather can affect it. You know, the coronavirus can affect it. All these things can affect our mortgage rates. And it appears, you know, we are in an election year, and it appears that rates are going to stay at a very good level. So I would say that we're going to see rates stay where we are, maybe go down, maybe go up a little bit. But it appears that we're going to stay pretty steady. There's no guarantees, and nobody really knows. You can't see the future, but we can kind of guesstimate what it's going to be. But for safety's sake, I would recommend, as you look at that it makes sense to consider refinancing. If you own a home and you haven't financed in the last, you know, 3 months, it might be worthwhile. And if you're looking at buying, it is a very good time to buy. The prices are continuing to go up, so you want to buy before they go up too much more. Market, there's more and more houses coming out on the market, so the lack of inventory is getting, it's not gone, but it's certainly getting taken care of. And it's something that we can, you know, it's something worth looking at. I want to talk about a customer, though. Bob and Angie, they built their home and closed on it in just 8 months, kind of what we've been talking about. And they had a good rate, but we're wondering if they could improve it. So this was 8 months ago. They financed it. And they wanted to know, you know, could they improve the interest rate? And so when I talk to them, I want to find out, okay, what is the objective? Why do you want to do this? And what is the objective? What is the outcome that you're looking for? And then, so we talked about that. We talked about what, you know, they really just wanted to, they had a good rate, but they thought, you know, if they could lower their rate, they didn't want any cash out. They didn't want anything like that. They just wanted to lower the rate, save some money. And cause they planned on being in the home for quite some time. And so they could see that, you know, you get a slight change in rate over time, it can make a big difference. But they also wondered, okay, so what do we have to do? And what has to happen? So even though they just financed their house 8 months ago, we normally would need a new appraisal. Sometimes we don't, sometimes we do. But the benefit of getting a new appraisal in a market that we're in where homes are increasing in value is we're going to use that new appraised value as the value. And so if it increased $5,000 or $6,000, the home is now worth $5,000 or $6,000 more. That may change where we are on the mortgage insurance. Mortgage insurance is done off a percentage, and it goes down as you get to certain milestones. So mortgage insurance can be one where you can save some money in mortgage insurance, or maybe it eliminates the mortgage insurance. Maybe when I refinance, we actually would get to an 80% loan to value and we totally eliminate the mortgage insurance, which can be a pretty big savings. Even if we didn't eliminate the mortgage insurance, let's say a house appraised at $200,000 8 months ago and appraised at $210,000 now, and we finance it. Well, that's now the new value, and that's, so it doesn't take as much to be an 80% of 210 as it does to be at 80% of 200. You're going to get to that level where mortgage insurance goes away much quicker. And most of the time, I said 80%, most of the time it's 78% when you're, and it could be as much as 75% depending on the lender. So there's no 100% here, but you are going to be able to get out of mortgage insurance sooner if you refinance and you have a higher value for your home. And so that can be a big thing. Lower rate. So we get a new appraisal, we lower the loan mortgage insurance possibly, or eliminate it if you have mortgage insurance. Next reason somebody would want to do this, and they wanted to lower the rate. That was their number one thing. And in their case, the rate had come down like 0.75% from when they financed. So that was a huge change for them. And another thing, when you finance, you know, especially if you've never owned a home before and you buy a home, 8 months later, since now you have that home on your credit report, you've made your payments on time, normally you're going to see your credit increase. The higher your credit score, the better rate and terms you tend to get. So that can also be a huge deal and make it a lot better for you looking at refinancing, you know, in the short term. And then the other piece, you might be able to, you know, there's two ways you can save. You save on the interest rate. So you can either save monthly. Your interest rate goes down. You save $50, $60, $100, $200, $300 a month on your payment. Or you can shorten the term and save over time. Now, one of the things I'd like to talk about is the lower payment. I'll have people who they're saving, you know, $40 a month, and they think, $40 a month is not worth it. But you know, if you have a payment of $500 a month and you save $40 a month, you're saving about 8% That's a pretty significant savings, and it's month after month, year after year. $40 a month is what, $480 a year? That's $4,800 over 10 years. So that can be pretty significant and can make a very big difference. After the break, it's Questions with the Gurus.
You're listening to Indy's Real Estate Gurus, brought to you by Advisors Mortgage Group and Fix It Mortgage. Now back to your host, the hard-working mortgage guy, Rick Rickma.
You know, we were talking about lowering your payment, shortening the term. Those are just some of the benefits of looking at a refinance, even if it's quick. You know, lowering your payment, you lower it a little bit, or you know, you may lower it a lot. Just depends on your loan amount, depends on how much the rate changes, those type of things. But a lot of people also are shortening their term, and this can be a big boon. Let's say you've been in the home 4, 5, 6 years, you might be able to shorten that term to 20 years and keep the payment the same. And you'll see significant savings over the long term when you're doing that. And if we're lucky, maybe we can get to 15-year where we get really the best rate and you're going to have the most savings. So it can be a huge boon for you if you look at that, being able to shorten the term. Now, let's say you've been in that house, you know, 5 years, 6 years, 7 years, and let's say your rate, you know, you can drop it a percent. You know, you might be able to maybe even more. That shortened term, I've seen people, I had one the other day, they were saving over $100,000 on the loan over the term of the loan by shortening the term, lowering the interest rate, and paying it off quicker, and their payment didn't go up that much. So it can, and now they happen to be on an ARM, which makes it a little bit more, but you can expect some significant savings over the long term if you look at that, lowering that, or shortening that term, and the interest rate. The interest rates are better the shorter the term. Basically, 15-year rate is better than a 20-year rate. The 20-year rate is better than the 25 and the 30-year rate. So it can be a huge boon to do that. And even a 25-year, sometimes that'll be better than a 30-year. And you can, even if you've only been in it 6 months, 8 months, a year, maybe you can lower it to 25 years and shorten that term. Some people, though, they'll still go on the 30. They take the lower rate. That'll give them more flexibility. They can have the lower payment, or they can pay extra if they want to and still shorten the term and save all the money that they wanted.
Now it's time for Questions with the Gurus.
You know, Laura listens to the show, and she had a question about refinancing to pay off debt. It's something I haven't talked a lot about, and I thought this is a great question. I really want to go over this, so I thought I would use this question. She wanted to know if she could pay off her credit cards and get a little cash out to upgrade her kitchen, and Laura asked if that was possible and how she should get started. And you know, it definitely is possible. We have some loan to values that we have to watch. So you can't just, you know, if you're at 95% loan to value, we probably can't do a cash out. But if you're, you know, you're at 60% loan to value, we probably can do a cash out. So those are the things we have to look at. And the cash out, you know, the savings that you can generate by paying off some like high interest credit card debt, as long as you understand what you're doing, you're taking that and you're putting it into your mortgage and you're making it a long-term debt. So if you can take the payment that you've been making on that credit card and you can start using and making that additional payment into your mortgage, you will see significant decreases in your loan balance, and you'll see, you know, you'll see huge benefit from that. So it's not just, you know, if you have to put it in there, it's the only way you can stay afloat. Then it's worth doing also. I'm not saying that it's not. It is. But if you can make higher payments then on your mortgage because you've gotten rid of these payments that you had on your credit cards that take forever to pay off and have huge, most of them have very high interest rates, you can see just tremendous savings. And that's what Laura wanted to do. She also wanted a little cash out to upgrade her kitchen, which again, what a great thing to do. You're taking that cash out of your house to improve your home. And that improvement nobody can guarantee it, but should increase the value of the home. Homes are increasing also right now very well, but that gave Laura a lot of options, and she happened to have the equity to do that. So it really made sense, and it can make sense for people. If you have debt to pay off, we can take that, put it in the mortgage. And again, you don't have to make extra payments, but if you take that money and you make extra payments, you're going to see even more wealth built by doing that. Now, one of the problems that I've seen people have, and I never want somebody to do this and then it be harmful to them. So what one of the things I see them do is some people will go back and they'll charge their cards back up. That isn't the greatest thing to do if you can avoid that when you do this, because that's not really, it helps you in the short term, but it doesn't help you in the long term. We don't want to put you in a financial bind. And then if you've already, depends on where you've gone to your loan to value, that can make it an issue on you. Maybe you can't refinance again, cash out and get any more cash out. And that can be a problem. So we want to avoid that. Again, get online and contact me through my website. My phone number is 317-672-1938. That's 317-672-1938. You can call me during the week at that number, or you can go online at hardworkingmortgageguide.com. That's hardworkingmortgageguide.com, and just fill out the contact information. There's a place for notes. Put in kind of what you want to know. And normally I'll call you back. If you prefer, you can tell me what you prefer. You prefer me to call, text, email, you tell me, and I'll get back to you the way that you prefer. And it's easiest at some point if we talk on the phone, because it's easier to have a conversation that way. But it's not, if that doesn't work for you, we'll do it any way that you would like. But I do think it's certainly worth talking about if you have that situation. The other nice thing is if you do the cash out, let's say for Laura, she does the cash out, she upgrades her kitchen, she gets the money for all that. And then 6 months, 8 months down the road, if rates are still very good, then we can refinance her out of the cash out refinance that we did, which tends to have a little higher rates, and get her into a little better rate and really put her on a great path at that point. So there are great ways to do this and to help somebody, get to the point where they want to go. We talked a little bit about the shorter mortgage terms, and that is a really good reason to finance. If you're on a longer term mortgage, you want to shorten that term, you can afford the higher payment. Shorter mortgage terms can be a great thing to do. But what if you've been in the home for 5 or 7 years, and it makes sense in this case to refinance. So you're shortening the term in that case. That's what I would recommend. Lowering the interest rate is, obviously that's another piece that it's going to do. And then it lowers the payment. It may lower the payment. Now here's the thing. Some people want to shorten that term and that's a great way to do it. But there are people who see it and they'll go back on a 30-year. The rate or the interest rate dropped enough that it makes sense to them. They like the flexibility. You may be that way. You like the flexibility. You don't have to make that higher payment, but you can make the higher payment. If you make the higher payment, you're going to drop your balance down quicker. And so it can make a lot of sense to do that. Again, what I put together is an analysis, and we talk about what you want to accomplish. And then we put that analysis together so you can look at it and see how it's actually going to affect you. Talking about it and not actually seeing it is not, in my opinion, very helpful. I like to see what the benefit is going to be. How is this going to help me? And how is this going to make a difference in my financial future? And so that's what I want to accomplish for you. If you are looking at refinancing, it doesn't matter if it's cash out, not cash out, shorter term, longer term. I want to come up, I want to talk and figure out what strategies are going to be your best options, or at least what you're looking to accomplish. I'm going to put those strategies together. I'm going to send that into in a form that you can look at it. You can compare the strategies up to 4 different strategies. You can actually see how it's going to affect you. So a lot of times what I'll do is I'll have a short-term strategy, mid-term strategy, long-term strategy. You get somebody who's looking to be in the house or have the mortgage. Doesn't mean they aren't going to be in the house forever, but have the mortgage and they thinking, I'm only going to be here in this mortgage for another 3-4 years. And then I'm going to do this or I'm going to do that or whatever's going to happen. So we might put a strategy together for that. Most of the time in that case, they're thinking they're going to be moving. So we put a strategy together for that you're going to save the most amount of money over the short term. I had one the other day that over the short term, they save $4,000 over the mid and the long-term strategy because of the way I put it together and how I structured it for them. The next one is usually a mid-term strategy. Not usually, but it's one of the strategies. is a midterm strategy. And that midterm strategy many times is your 4 to 7, 8 year time frame, where somebody thinks, this is how long I'm going to have this mortgage, and I really want to, I want the maximum benefit in that time. So we're going to structure the mortgage option that way, and we're going to help compare it to the short term and the long term strategy, so you can see, what are my savings going to be then? Then you may be somebody who says, no, I don't want to finance. I want to refinance, and that's the last time I ever want to refinance. I don't think rates are going to go down anymore. I think they might be going up, and I want to get refinanced, and I'm going to stay here, and I'm going to be here for 15 years. Well, that's a different strategy normally than what I would set up for a short-term strategy. So we're going to run that long-term strategy and let you see that. There may be several different options in that long-term strategy. We'll just have to look and see in your situation with your down payment, your credit scores, with your options. Here's the things that can be done, and here's how it's going to work. And I want you to be able to see that and understand it, because I think it's extremely important that you are fully educated on the what is available to you, so that you can make the proper decision, the right decision for you for this mortgage. I have my opinions, but quite honestly, one of these shows I was talking with Jeremy Page, a real estate agent, and he said, you know, his opinion doesn't matter. And it's true. My opinion doesn't matter. I want to give you the information based on my experience, so you can look at the information and then you can make the decision based on your specific situation, because I don't know your entire situation, but I can ask enough questions to at least give you some strategies that you can decide, okay, this is the best strategy. You know, as long as we're on strategies, let's talk about purchases. I actually was talking with, I do some mentoring for loan officers, usually not here in the state, but I like to help them understand, you know, how do you structure these options for people and why you structure it for them. And it's just like on a refinance. I was talking to one today, and he was talking about, he had a customer, they were looking at refinancing, and what they wanted to do is they wanted to save money. They wanted to lower the interest rate. That was the biggest thing they wanted to do, lower the interest rate and lower their payment. And so one of the things we put together, the one that they ended up going with, was a situation where we put the loan together. We lowered the interest rate. The interest rate was down by approximately 1%. So it dropped a full percent, which is pretty significant. So they were definitely going to save some money. But then they wanted some cash out. But if you do cash out, it can hurt your interest rate. So what we showed them, they didn't want a lot of cash out, so I really didn't want to hurt their interest rate. So what we showed them is how we could structure the loan so that they would not bring anything to closing. They would not have any money out of pocket other than to get the appraisal, but even that can be returned to them after when we close. But they wanted no money out of their pocket, so we structured that. And they wanted a little bit of money to pay off some credit cards. So what we did is we put the loan amount, and we were able to go to a 90% loan to value, and without any cash out. Now, when I say without any cash out, you can actually get up to $2,000. It's not considered cash out. So we were able to get them $2,000 without hurting the interest rate. We were able to then pay their escrow, property taxes, and homeowners insurance, put that in the mortgage, so they didn't bring anything. All the closing costs were in the mortgage or a credit. We may have given them a credit to cover those. And then their current lender, you're going to skip one monthly payment minimum. So you skip a monthly payment. And for them, that was about $1,000. And then they were going to get their escrows back from their current lender. And for them, that was about $1,000. So their net, after they did all this, they were saving like $90 a month, and they were getting $4,000 back, either, you know, from directly from the loan or from skipping the payment and getting their escrows back. So it was very, very significant for them. They were able to accomplish everything they wanted to do. But the only reason they were able to accomplish what they wanted to do is because we asked the right questions. And that's what I told him, we have to ask these questions. And he was new. He didn't get the right questions. So I gave him the questions to ask. Here's what you got to do. And we got all the right questions so that we could then structure the loan so that the borrower was able to get the loan that they wanted, that was going to be best for them, that they were trying to accomplish. Now, we gave them more options than that option, because you don't know if that's the right one unless you see other options. And maybe for you, it wouldn't have been. But for them, that was the option they picked. That was the option that they wanted. And it worked out perfectly for them. So it is extremely important that when we talk, that you give us the information and you let us know what you're trying to accomplish so that we can help you get that done. It's very hard to read somebody's mind. And I always think, I have an assistant, I always think she can read my mind, and for some reason she never accomplished it. And so I know that it can't be done. I told her I'd send her to training, but I couldn't find any training on reading minds. So it helps immensely if you just tell us what it is that you're trying to accomplish. You'll be surprised. We hear things every day. I talk to many, many people, and a lot of times people say, you know, this is probably very unique. And 99.9% of the time, it's not unique. It's unique to you, but it's not unique out there. That there's probably 10 or 12 reasons most people will finance a home or refinance or what they're trying to accomplish. And we just need to know what those are in yours. If yours is different, we'll structure it that way. But it's very important that we talk and we understand what it is that you want to accomplish and how you want to accomplish it. Now, if you have any questions through the week or you want to talk about your mortgage, refinancing, purchase, you want to look at buying a home and doing upgrades, or you want to upgrade your house and refinance so that you can do those upgrades, please give me a call or send me an email. My phone number is 317-672-1938. That's 317-672-1938. Or my website is hardworkingmortgageguy.com. That's hardworkingmortgageguy.com. Just go to the contact information and fill that out and let me know, and I will get back with you. The reason I don't get my email is because it's a lot harder to remember and write down, and I just think it's easier to give the other information. I appreciate you listening today. We went through quite a bit of information, and hopefully if you have any questions or there's anything you'd like to talk about, you'll get with me. Again, thank you so much. Have a great weekend.